Today we have the wonderful feast day of St. Mark, one of the writers of the Gospels. And what I'd like to do for a few moments is talk about St. Mark as a person and then talk a little bit about the Gospel that he wrote. And what we know about St. Mark in Scripture was that he was a disciple of St. Peter and that he worked with Paul and Barnabas in some of the missionary journeys. We know that sometimes he's referred to as Mark in the Acts of the Apostles, sometimes as John Mark, and then just sometimes as John. And we can be sure that he knew Christ personally, even though he was not one of the 12 apostles. The humorous passage that is mentioned about him in Scripture is in the agony of the garden. You might remember that scene of where they're arresting our Lord and trying to arrest the disciples. And they see a young man who's only wearing a little tunic. And they run over and they grab him. And he runs away, not wearing anything. And they're left holding his tunic. Well, that was in St. Mark's Gospel. And it seems that St. Mark was put that in there because he put his own signature in his Gospel. Certainly it was his most embarrassing moment, I'm sure, when he runs off in the Garden of Gethsemane not wearing anything. But that is, tradition says, and the fathers of the church say that that was St. Mark, the young man who was in the garden that night with the apostles and with our Lord. We know that St. Mark's mother was very famous. Her name was Mary, and she was a well-to-do widow who had a house in Jerusalem. And that seems to be where they had the cenacle, and the Last Supper was in that house, at the same place where the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the Apostles at Pentecost. So it was a very, Mark's mother was a very devout follower of Christ and allowed him to use her house for the Last Supper as well as where the Apostles gathered for the feast day of Pentecost. It's also possible that his family owned the Garden of Olives, the Gethsemane, and that would explain why Mark would have been there as well when our Lord was arrested. We do know that Mark was a cousin of Barnabas and that Mark went with Paul and Barnabas on one of the missionary journeys to Antioch in Syria. But Mark, being a young man, found it too difficult and he left early and returned to Jerusalem. And St. Paul was unhappy about that. And the next journey that came along, Barnabas wanted to take Mark along again and Paul wouldn't let him. And they had a little bit of friction between Paul and Barnabas over whether or not they should take Mark. And so Paul and Barnabas decided to go on separate journeys this time. And so Barnabas then took Mark and went off to Cyprus, and then Paul went off on a different journey. But we do know that even though Mark was not persevering in his first missionary journey, we see later on, by the year 62, we have St. Paul asking Timothy to bring Mark to Rome to visit him because he was such a good and faithful missionary by that time. So that's an important lesson, that even though Mark was not as strong in his early journeys, he became such a very dedicated and faithful apostolic worker by the end of his life. And we know eventually St. Mark was martyred. That's why we're wearing the red vestments today. He was martyred in Alexandria. And it seems that he's the one who established the Catholic Church in Alexandria in Egypt before his death. Many years later, in the year 825, his relics were taken from Alexandria in Egypt and taken to Venice, Italy. So if you go to Venice today, you can pray at the tomb of St. Mark in the San Marco Basilica right there in Venice Square. Let me just mention something now about his Gospel, because his Gospel is very unique. It's the shortest of all the four Gospels. There's only 16 chapters in the Gospel. And he really focuses on the miracles and the deeds of Jesus. Very little about the discourses and the long speeches of our Lord. He really focuses on the miracles of Christ. In fact, he tells us about 18 of our Lord's miracles. John only tells us about 6 of our Lord's miracles. The main theme of Mark's Gospel is the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And this theme is found at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the gospel. At the beginning, he says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then in the middle, we see the powerful event of the transfiguration, which the Father says, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And at the end of the gospel, Mark summarizes everything by telling us what the centurion said after Jesus' death. Truly, this man was the Son of God. So what I would encourage you to do is to take the time today and read through the Gospel of Mark. It'll only take you about an hour to an hour and a half to read it through. If you have the Bible on tape, Mark's Gospel is only on one cassette. It only takes about 90 minutes to listen to the Gospel of Mark on tape. And when you do, listen for that theme of Jesus, the Son of God. And so I encourage you to read this beautiful gospel. It was written by Mark to Roman converts, to the busy Romans. That's why it's action-packed, and that's why it's a short gospel, because he knew that the Romans were very busy, just like the New Yorkers today, and people in D.C. are very busy people. So it's a good gospel to read, because it summarizes in a very short amount of time the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.